This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You find that the majority of those who are intellectual and who are the brainiacs of our people, of Bani Adam, they weren't able to understand this. They erred in these situations, except a few are of the minority of the people. And I mentioned earlier, brothers and sisters, sometimes you find an intellectual, an intelligent person, he's articulate, he's an academic. You look at his grades, he's maybe graduated from Oxford or Cambridge or one of the most top universities you find in the country. But basic things, ما يفهمه, he doesn't understand. And there's reasons why, and we should take heed from this. If you look into the Quran, you will find these reasons. وَمِنْ أَسْبَابِ الظَّلَالِ وَمَوَانِعَ الْهِدَايَةِ مِنْهَا مَا يَلِي. From the reasons as to why a person might become misguided and he's prevented guidance is these 10 things I'm going to mention. الأول اتباع الهوى, following your desires, being enslaved to your هوى. هوى متبع is, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in another hadith, ثلاثة من المهلكات. Three things is going to lead a person to destruction. One of the things that was mentioned, هوى متبع, being enslaved to your desires. To an extent, sometimes you find that it becomes a person's ilah. It becomes his God. You know how we have a sharia. Everything that Allah mentions, He tells us to stand, we stand. He tells us to sit, we sit down. We turn left, He tells us to turn left, we turn left. We jump, we jump. And so on and so forth. We have a sharia where we are like an animal. Anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to do, how the shepherd treats his animals, that's how we are. The mu'min, حَيْثٌ قِيدًا قَدْ, wherever he is directed, he is directed. He goes. But you find some people, they have become so enslaved to their hawa, that it's become like his lord. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَى. Haven't you seen the person who took his hawa as an ilah? He took his desires as a god. Wherever his desire takes him, he goes to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show us that this is a mani' min mawani'i al-hidayah, Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْهَوَى فَيُضِلَّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Do not follow your desires. Once you start following your desires, it is going to mislead you away from the correct path. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكْ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And if they don't respond back to you, then know that these people, they are only following their desires. So Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions regarding this ayah, there's only what? Two situations, la thalithuhuma. When the proofs and evidences comes to you clearly, either you accept it, you submit to it, or you turn away from it. You respond back to the call of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or you don't. And if you don't, you are following what your desires. Then you're on your way to the way of the oppressors. Second thing, al-kibr. We talked about this yesterday as well. How kibr, arrogance, has caused a lot of people to turn away from what? Studying. Or sometimes somebody comes to them with the truth, they don't accept it. And we showed you also how mutawadi' Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was when Abdurrahman ibn al-Harith came to him. When he was given his fatwa for so long, he didn't say to him, Akhi, listen, I know so many hadith, I know 1,000 hadith, who are you to come tell me? Rather, tawadu' alayhi said, did Aisha and Ummu Salam really say that? So he took the position. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained to us what kibr is. Bataru al-haqi wa ghamtu al-nas. To reject the truth and to belittle the people. A young kid comes up to you, goes, you made a mistake in the salat. For you to put him down, you're just a young kid, who are you to tell me? I'm older, I've been studying more. Hada kadhalika min al-kibr. Allah says in the Quran, سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَإِنْ يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا. Look how powerful that is. Allah says, anybody who has kibr, arrogance, I am going to move the verses away from him. Once he sees the verses, he won't believe in it. Sometimes, you know, the Quran touches us, right? As many people, the Quran doesn't touch them. The verses come to them as if Bob, Jerry, and Harry are speaking. It's just like any other speech. Yesterday, the other day, I watched a video. A guy, he, you know, was reminding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then responded back and he said, I said what I said. I said what I said. As if the guy doesn't care about the verses that are being mentioned to him. I said what I said. Put that to the side now. الثالث عدم المبادرة إلى امتثال أمر الله. Not hastening to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the verse come to you that you hasten to it. Allah says in the Quran about the munafiqeen. When the call of jihad used to come to them in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. رَضُوا بِأَنْ يَكُونُوا مَعَ الْخَوَالِفِ وَطُبِعَ عَلَى خُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَفْخَهُونَ. They were satisfied with being from those who stayed behind. وَطُبِعَ عَلَى خُلُوبِهِمْ. And a seal was placed on their hearts. The call of jihad came. They were told to go out, but they came out with excuses. They came out with excuses that weren't valid. And obviously the Prophet ﷺ just let them stay because the Prophet ﷺ, at that time, he wasn't, you know, getting wahi. These ayat came down later on, which told him about how these munafiqun really are. So the Prophet ﷺ used to allow them, never used to say anything to them. But not hastening, what did Allah do to them? He placed a seal on their hearts. And also another point I'm going to mention, and this is something that I find a lot of the takfiris online, they propagate. They start dropping ayat to the people. Akhi, Allah said this. How are you not responding to the call? Allah is telling you to go out to jihad and fight with ISIS. Why are you still sitting on your backside? I mentioned this yesterday as well. نَصٌ مُصَدَّقْ وَبَحْثًا مُحَقَّقْ. Anybody who brings a textual evidence to you, you have this qa'ida. Firstly, you have to know what? Is this hadith, this verse that is being brought to you, is it authentic? Na'am, tayyib. The hadith and ayah is authentic? Khalas. Next step. Is it now being used in its proper, correct context? If I say to you, we need to celebrate, I mentioned this yesterday as well, we need to celebrate a maulid for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam because he's mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah. The end of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes, where he talks about, let us have a Eid. لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين. عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا. When they're talking about Eid, let's just go and do a Mawlid now. Because he was mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Do we agree that Ma'idah is a verse from the Quran? It's a surah from the Quran, right? What's the next step? Is it being used in the correct context? Or someone that uses خل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرع وخير مما يجمعون, he says okay to use Mawlid. وهذه الآية ليس له علاقة به أو بها. الرابع الظلم, oppressing one, oppressing somebody. Brothers and sisters, there's so many texts that من كتاب ربنا وسنة نبينا that show the seriousness of this matter. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم himself used to be scared. Where do we stand? In another hadith it says, وإني لأرجو أن ألقى الله تعالى وليس أحد منكم يطلبني بمظلمة في دم ولا مال. He says, I hope to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And none of you will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah and say that I oppressed him either with his wealth, bidamin wa lamal, or blood money. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? On Yawm al-Qiyamah, كما أخبرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, من كان عنده مظلمة لأخيه من عرض أو من شيء فليتحلله منه اليوم. Whoever has oppressed his brother, whether he spoke about his عرض, or he spoke about something pertaining him, he's oppressed him, or anything it might be, then let him try to do tahallul, seek forgiveness today. And Allah says, وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. This is where the shahid is. Allah says he won't guide those who oppress. Again, it's a مَانِع مِن مَوَانِعِ الْهِدَايَةِ. الخامس, مَحَبَّةُ الْبِقَاءِ عَلَى الْجَهْلِ. Wanting to remain upon what? Ignorance. Loving to remain upon ignorance. Allah says to us about Thamud. وَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى. Thamud, the people of Thamud, who were they sent to? Salih. They were sent to, or Salih was sent to them, not the other way around. We tried to guide them. We showed them the direction of what to do. فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى. They chose, they preferred being blind over guidance. فَأَخَذَتْهُمْ صَاعِقَةُ الْعَذَابِ الْهُونِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them with a very serious punishment due to what they used to do with their hands. So when the guidance came, they know, you know, just gonna stay upon our way. This is also something very common today. The guy has the ability to learn, doesn't give two hoots about it. As-sadis, so the sixth point, tazyun al-shayateen. The shaytan beautifying something for an individual. Later on, we're going to speak about how the shaytan or the person who's misguided, he's not going to come and tell you this is haram, but still do it. سَيُزَيِّنُهَا لَكْ فَدَلَّهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ فَلَمَّا دَاخَ الشَّجَرَةِ. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَمَّا دَاخَ الشَّجَرَةِ. What was the ayah in the Quran? بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا وَقَالَ. Now there's another ayah, the other ayah. فَدَلَّهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. نعم. He said to them, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا. نعم. وَقَاسَمَ إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. He swore by Allah, I am from those who is a advisor to you. He swore by Allah. When we later, inshallah, try to look at that verse of how he swore three times. And he used ta'kidat. So the shaitan comes and beautifies it for a person. He won't come and say to you, Akhi, this is music, but halal hip-hop. Halal hip-hop. This is the name that is being propagated now. It's not necessarily music, but people have been deluded and deceived by saying halal. السابع الكفر. Again, كفر. والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't guide those who disbelieve. Imam al-Dhahabi رحمه الله تعالى, he mentioned a powerful statement. وكم من إنسان لا ينتفع بذكائه بسبب كفره. How many people do you find? They don't use the, or their intelligence doesn't benefit them from the kufr they are upon. Imam al-Dhahabi رحمه الله said, لعن الله الذكاء بلا إيمان ورضي الله عن البلادة مع التقوى. May Allah curse intelligence without iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with stupidity and dumbness with taqwa. Mention Sir Alam al-Nubala. Point number 8, al-fusuq. والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. Allah doesn't guide those who are fasiqeen, who are transgressing. التاسع الكذب, lying. Again, it's a means of not being shown guidance. إن الله لا يهدي من هو مسرف كذاب. إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't guide the transgressing liar. Point number 10, الخيانة. Point number 10 is خيانة, which is being treacherous. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't guide the plotting of those who are treacherous. So these are 10 points.